Okay, so the last time we had her on, right at the end of the segment, I said, oh, yeah, what about those foot fetishes? She's like, oh. I'm like, all right, you're coming back, and that's what we're going to talk about. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Dare Taylor, OnlyFans model, and she has 311,000 followers the last time we checked. That's on Instagram. we've been following you since we had you on the air. And one of the things I noticed, and it made me think this could be time consuming.
Okay,
is the amount of different outfits you need.
All right, right. Must go shopping all the time.
Right.
Actually, I have some really dedicated fans that will send me outfits to my PO box.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, there's a lot of times where there's certain outfits that I haven't put a cent into, but my fans. And some of them, like my friends, will buy me stuff for me to wear. So, yeah, the outfits you're seeing on Instagram might be from someone else.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's great to do that.
Oh, I want to see her in this.
I need a pair of pants.
Right? So that's kind of how it works.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah. You all should get P.O. boxes and see what you get.
That's a thought. Yeah, I can do some new shirts also.
Yeah.
Huh.
There you go. Send them your measurements. They'll get it.
Yeah, mine will be clothes me.
Oh, are your measurements listed on your Instagram site?
My measurements actually are not, but there's a few websites that I used to model for where they wouldn't allow you to come in and shoot if you didn't give your measurements. Oh. So they're online,
they're
but
out there.
I don't know how accurate they are anymore.
Okay. Wow, that's something. And people just buy you clothes. Do you have people who make clothes give you clothes because that will help them sell their clothes?
I did have somebody attempt to make me like a chainmail thong, and it was very uncomfortable, but I definitely wore it once or twice just to kind of appease him and be like, hey, this is the thong you made me, but it definitely didn't end up like being worn for multiple times because chainmail is not. It's not comfortable.
That's the outfit that celebrities are wearing now. It's kind of see-through.
Like sheer, I guess.
Yeah.
Chainmail is actually like completely metal.
Oh.
And it's
so
like metal rings.
You can't get on an airplane wearing that.
No, not at all. No.
No.
Technical
like,
metal.
You can't be around those giant magnets that they have at junkyards.
Right. Or a lightning storm.
No.
Forget about it.
Should be walking on.
Right.
Tink.
Right. Also, hey-o!
Lightning storm, not
right.
good.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Rain, it'll rust.
Exactly, right, right. Yeah, you don't want to go swimming.
A lot of hazards.
Exactly, right.
Or really just sitting in the sun. It'll heat up. It'll be so hot.
Oh, my God, right, yeah. Right, right. Or in the cold.
Yeah.
Ah! Yeah.
So when I look at these sites, I look at, like, how talented is this person at keeping an interest? Like, you know, there are a lot of young, attractive young ladies that, you know, whatever, can put on a bikini, but can you make something entertaining? She does a very nice job.
Okay.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. No, there's a talent involved in doing this.
Right.
It's not just, let me look good and wear a bikini.
There's showmanship involved.
Or some metal chains that someone sent me.
Right.
Let's talk about these foot fetishes. You get requests, right? People say, I'll give you, you know, whatever money to do this, and then you send them the video direct, right? You don't post it.
No, I don't put out any like free foot fetish content because there's such a huge market for it right now that I don't try to like put it out for free anywhere, but it always starts as like a simple, small request. Like people with fetishes don't come at you with their fetishes full blown. So it starts as like a, hey, I kind of am really into feet. Do you mind sending me a video just of like your feet in the bathtub or you painting your toes? So it starts off very innocent.
And then what does that kind of photo or video cost?
That kind of photo, because it's not something that is really difficult to do and I don't have to wear makeup for.
Right.
That would be, like, in my opinion, around, like, $20 to $30 because it's just my hands and my feet. And not very many people can identify me by my hands or my feet. So, to me, it's like, yeah, I'll make this really quick.
Nice and easy.
Quick $30.
Click, yeah. Boom, $20.
Exactly, done.
Right. So, like, if somebody decides to leak it online, it's not, like, oh my God, she's, you know, doing,
that's
she's
so
like
and so.
Sucking her feet or doing weird things. Yeah, like it starts off like very innocent and very simple, but then like the requests usually kind of take a weird turn where it's like, oh, can you step on food? Like, Like with
That's
cream
big.
Or can you,
right.
yeah, like right. somebody had me do pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving, which was kind of fun.
Right.
So.
Well, it's seasonal, you know.
Is that a video or a
yeah.
picture?
And stuffing's too hot, so, you know.
Yeah, right. Stuffing is not it.
Right.
But yeah, I have a video of it where if somebody requests for like a food, like if they want me to step on food, I'll send them that one for like $10 and be like, is this what you're looking for?
It's like
and then
stock
if they
footage.
Want like a specific food.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can make one video
specific.
And sell it multiple times.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. Unless somebody wants like a specific custom.
Right, like a pecan
then
pie.
Then
yeah.
I charge more.
Which would hurt.
Yeah.
Right, so to buy the stock footage of you stepping on a pumpkin pie, how much is that?
Yeah. That one, I charge about $15 because there's another girl in it with me. And to me, it's like if there's more than one girl in it and if we both are having like a fun, good attitude, I usually try to charge a little bit more for that because typically
15.
People are paying for just me.
Mm-hmm. 15, 1-5.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That seems cheap.
Right. No birthday cake.
AJ wants birthday cake.
I have done birthday cake. Actually, this year for my birthday, I did like a birthday cake smash video, and people really love that. So
I think you should, if someone said, I would like you to step on a birthday cake and wish me happy birthday, how much does that cost?
Oh, interesting. Right. Well, if I knew their name or like their Instagram or their OnlyFans handle, I could have like a cake specifically made for them. So it could totally be a custom. Something like that would be more around like $100 because like I would have to go out of my way to have like the cake made and have their name on it. But if they just wanted like a generic happy birthday, probably around like $35 to $50, just depending on how long they want the
yeah,
video.
Yeah, you wouldn't want an ice cream cake because those things have to thaw out. <They're> like,
ow! That would actually be hysterical.
She broke her foot.
The frozen ice cream cake right out of the freezer.
That's like stepping on a rock!
Yeah. And then maybe like a time sequential
right.
thing where eventually
again.
It's mush.
You're, right, here I'm trying
you
again.
You have a time limit before it melts.
Yeah. You soak your foot in hot water like you do with a knife when you try and cut through it.
You just watch your foot sink in.
Right.
Like when you stand in the beach at the waves and your feet get under the sand.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in the chocolate crunchies now.
It doesn't seem to me like you're charging a ton of money. You probably just do so many of them, you make a ton of money, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people on the site, and I really try to keep things like cost effective because, I mean, I'm sure you guys have probably talked to a few OnlyFans girls that like you're learning that the audience usually isn't big ballers. Like there's a few, but like a lot of them are just lonely people looking for someone to talk to. And I personally like don't really mind being the person that they're just checking in with. Like they usually are not someone who's married. They're usually somebody who just is reaching out and they want to feel like they're important to someone. So to me, it's like, you know, I don't mind chit-chatting with people and talking about their day and what they've been up to, or if they have like strange fetishes, talking about that. Like none of it really bothers me.
All right. We're talking to Dare Taylor, OnlyFans model. We're linked up to her stuff on the radio station website. So you basically have clients, right? You have your
regular,
you know, your
like
big spending clients,
right.
And then your low spending clients. And you talk to people, so that's, like, how much is it to do that, just to have a conversation with you about your day?
So my OnlyFans right now, I'm doing a 30-day free trial for anyone who signs up. So if you've ever wondered and if you've ever been curious, now is the time to go in and just sign
smart.
Up and kind of see what the platform's like.
That's
it's like
smart.
A bar, you know? Like if you want people to buy the drinks, you got to let them walk in for free.
You got to come in.
So,
right. No cover charge.
Yeah, it's a lot, though. Like, ever since I've started doing that, I have, like, anywhere between 300 to 500 messages to go through a day.
Damn.
So, yeah.
How many hours is that?
Too many.
A lot.
It's been insane lately. Things have been kind of popping off. I think I'm going viral somewhere. I don't know where, because there's now anywhere between, I want to say, 10,000 and 15,000 people on my page at one point. So I've been a little exhausted running around catering to all the OnlyFans people, but it's great. I can't complain. Things have never been better, but it's been very time consuming lately.
The most fun thing about the internet, I think, is that talent, whether you're a musician or podcaster or whatever, is you could take it directly to the people.
Yeah.
You don't need to be hired by a company to get in front of people.
No agency. Right.
And people like you, you don't have to go modeling and apply and audition for a million jobs.
Your own hours.
Direct access.
You make your own company. Right. And I think, what do they take, like 10%?
They take 20.
Whoa. Yeah. That's a lot.
Dang. So they take a pretty penny, but like there's a competitor site called Patreon that's more art based and they only take 10%. So there are other options, but places just don't have the hype like OnlyFans does.
Right. All right. So back to the foot thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. One, do you wash your feet like when you're taking a shower?
Yes.
And now I'm not being weird, but we had a conversation about this last week. Everyone on the show, except for one person, washes their feet when they're in the shower.
Like
one
them.
Person doesn't.
No.
Who do you think that person is? Would it be Chaz, AJ, Ashley, or Phil?
Ooh, I don't know.
Pick a name that sounds dirty.
Yeah. I want to say Chaz just for giggles. Like, is it Chaz?
Chaz for giggles.
No, it is Ashley.
No?
Yep.
Hello.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Derek, because when you're standing...
Hold on. Did you hear her three responses?
Oh.
Really? Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, no one's paying to see my feet, number one. Number two, when you're standing in the shower and you're washing the rest of your body... The water and the soap just sort of pools in the bathtub, and it takes care of itself.
Yeah.
First of all, unclog your drain.
Or you don't use, like, a pumice stone or anything?
No.
No, the curb doesn't.
Oh. She said Friday she's all natural.
Oh, yeah. Natural.
Get it. Okay. I see you.
Yes, caveman.com.
I got a pedicure the other day. We're in good shape.
I felt bad for that pedicure.
Yeah, there you go. Pedicures are awesome.
I worked at it.
Sometimes you can get people to pay for them. It's great.
What is the most money someone has paid you to do something with your feet?
That is a great question.
I'll let you think on that one. What's the most money someone's paid you to do anything?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to tell me the amount, but what was
anything.
The thing? Yeah, like whatever. What was the most you got paid?
Yeah. This one I know, because I used to have a $5,000 tier on my Patreon, and it literally promised them nothing. It was like, if you pay this amount, you are my biggest fan, and I will make you like a custom video, but within my guidelines. But basically, you're just getting a big sticker that says, you're Dare Taylor's biggest fan. And I had two people pay for it in 1 month. Like, it was insane. So that's, I don't know if they still have stuck around. They remained anonymous, but like... Yeah, it was pretty, I made this tier basically just to see, like, if I made this, would people pay it? And sometimes people will.
Surprise.
Yeah, it's
crazy. How long was the video and what did you do in it?
One guy didn't even want anything. He just said, like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, I'm glad I just get to be your biggest fan. And that's all he ever said to me. So I don't know if he's still around. Shout out to that guy. Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Some guys. Just
I'll
like
make him a real good video.
Well.
Seriously, man.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
Anything he wants. Give me 10 grand.
Right?
Holy crap.
Well, and then the other guy, he wanted just like a try-on haul, which is where I just like try on clothes and I talk about what I like and dislike about them. So I think what I do different than a lot of girls, some of them have been like really catching on and doing this, is it's that like girlfriend mentality that like you're just someone to talk to, that they see around and they just want to hear about your day and what you're doing. Like, of course there's people who are really invested in the content. Like, this is their version of porn. You know, there's those people. I'm not going to pretend like they're not there, but a lot of them just want to feel like they know me.
Yeah.
And
that's really cool.
Kind of what I do is chit chat with them.
Right.
Can I tell you the weirdest fetish though, that I can't wrap my brain around?
Yes.
So there's an armpit fetish.
Ooh.
Like what? Yeah.
That's interesting.
People like when you pose with your arms up and they can see your underarms. And I finally asked a guy, I was like, okay, break it down for me. Like what is it that like, tell me about it. And he wrote me this huge, basically book being like that it just shows like vulnerability, and like he understands that like I don't go deep into fetishes. He was like, oh, I really like it when girls lick their armpits. And I was like, oh, this is where I tap out. This is getting a little strange.
Yeah, you sweat from there.
How would you do that?
Yeah.
We're going to pick up on this when we have you back.
How would you do that?
Weirdo fetishes. Oh, my God. Yeah, well, you're a great radio guest, by the way, because you're honest.
Oh, thanks so much.
And we're linked up to your stuff on the radio station website, Dare Taylor, OnlyFans model. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you all so much. Have a great day.
You too. Wow. Armpit.
How would you lick that? You have a tongue like a giraffe.
I can kind of make it.
You can stick your tongue all the way out.
I can't make it.
Yes, you can.
I can.
You can't? Oh. Why? Is it your muscles?
No.
Your muscles are keeping you from licking your armpit.
No, it's not at all.